President on prescription drug costs. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden touting the prescription drug measure in the Inflation Reduction Act Saturday.
So to make that drug, $15 to make it and package it. $35 is a lot of money compared to $15. They're going to make a good profit. They're charging sometimes 300 times as much.
The president speaking in Portland, Oregon. Some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act have received praise, such as its price cap on insulin prescriptions that will start in 2023. However, Republicans say the bill will only add to the inflation crisis. President Biden endorsing Oregon's Democratic candidates in the November elections. Florida continues to recover from the destruction left behind by Hurricane Ian. The state's governor, Ron DeSantis, urging contractors from other states to come in and provide assistance with the rebuilding process.
All hands should be on deck. Anyone that's licensed in this, if you're in other states, you can work with current contractors in Florida directly, or you can apply to be able to be waived in. And our agencies are processing those when they come in very quickly.
Early voting in the midterm elections already taking place in some states. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The United States Election Project announced as of October 14th, 1.6 million people had already voted. University of Florida professor Michael McDonald, who compiles and analyzes the data, says more Democrats have voted early than Republicans, and most of the votes seem to be coming out of Florida, Wisconsin, and Virginia. McDonald thinks this may be about more states allowing mail-in voting as a result of the pandemic. Earlier this month, a Monmouth poll found independent voters are far more concerned with the economy than other issues.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping calling for faster military growth and announcing no change in policies that have raised tensions with the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The highly anticipated Georgia Senate debate happening Friday night. Fox's Jonathan Sary has the story.
Reverend Warnock, the Democratic senator from Georgia, faced a football legend, Herschel Walker, who is running for Senate as a Republican. The two meeting in a debate in Savannah, and there were indeed fireworks, sparring on a range of issues, including abortion. On the topic of election integrity, Herschel Walker acknowledged that President Biden legitimately won the 2020 election. Senator Warnock dodged a question on whether he'd support the president if he seeks re-election in 2024. Similarly, Herschel Walker was asked whether he would support former President Trump if he were to run for president again, and Herschel Walker said he would indeed.
A potential juror lands in the slammer. Fox's Samantha Liebman with the details.
Gregory Hahn simply refused to wear a mask when reporting for jury duty in Harnett County, North Carolina.
I never thought I would serve up to jury duty and end up behind bars, so it happened.
Hahn told his story to Tucker Carlson. He says there is no mask mandate in the state, county, or even the building, but was singled out by Judge Charles Gilchrist, who said he must wear one. Hahn refused.
I said, I'm not going to wear a mask. And he goes, 24 hours in the Harnett County Jail.
Hahn says he was given an orange jumpsuit and toilet paper, not released until 2 the next afternoon.
It was the worst 24 hours of my life.
Thanks to no winner Saturday night, the Powerball jackpot will keep growing.
Saturday night's Powerball drawing was worth $454 million with a cash value of $232 million. The numbers drawn were 32, 37, 40, 58, 62, and the Powerball was 15. With no big winner, the jackpot now rolls over, and the new estimated jackpot at least $480 million. The next drawing will happen on Monday night.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.